Wicked, wicked, what? What's up, guys? How's it going? I am pretty new to this, but let's see if I can figure this out. My name's Diogo, and I live in Orlando, Florida. I am 21 years old. I like ramen, everything art, movie, and culture. But the most coolest, exciting, awkward yet cool feature about myself is I have the coolest pimp walk you might ever see in your entire life. Don't believe me? Well, you'll just have to see it in person. So, why am I doing all of this? Why am I getting started with trying to make a podcast, trying to express myself? Well, I think I just answered it right there. I am trying to express myself. And as a creative, I think we're always looking for different outlets to show ourselves and kind of show who we are. I have a love-hate relationship with people. I really love people. Sometimes some people get on my nerves. And sometimes I feel like talking in person, but sometimes I don't and still want to kind of express myself and express what's on my thoughts and what's in my head. So, some friends kind of brought it up to my attention that, hey, Diogo, you have a pretty good way with words and a pretty good way of being vulnerable with people. Showing who you are, not being afraid to be the genuine you. And they were like, you need to find some kind of outlet and some kind of way to really show people who you are and really try to help people on a broader scale. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I need to do. So the idea of a podcast, I would say, has kind of been lingering around in my head for a few months, and a few people have kind of dished it out to me. And the person that I am was just like, doing that, it's gonna be too hard. It's not worth it. And that's kind of embarrassing to say out loud, but it's true. It's so true. Sometimes I get really great ideas, and I just kind of put them off, like that would be too much work, and who would actually really listen to it anyways? And that's just the negativity that's always been in my head that's speaking. So I got up this morning and I was like, you wanna know what? I'm gonna do something about it. I'm gonna do something with my life. I'm gonna try to be my best me today. And so that is what I have been hinting at. A little bit about me. Where does the pimp walk come from? That's a good question. I'm actually part dinosaur. One leg and one arm is actually shorter than the other. So I like to say I'm half human, half dinosaur. And yeah, kind of awkward, right? Not what you were expecting. Yeah, me neither. So I was actually born 3 months premature at 1 pound 4 ounces, and because of being born so early, I spent a long time in the natal ICU. Shout out to my mama, 'cause she's amazing. Shout out to my parents, 'cause they're awesome. And because of being born so early, I have mild cerebral palsy, or as I just like to call it, CP. Some people ask me, it's like, dude, there's 26 letters in the alphabet. No one actually ever asked me this, but anyways, I'm just gonna say it. If people were to ever ask me, like, dude, if you had two favorite letters in the alphabet, what would they be? And I'm like, dude, that's easy. CP. And people just don't get it. It's an inside joke. But long story short, growing up with a gait or a limp or whatever you'd like to call it, has not always been the easiest thing for me, as people I feel have always talked down upon me. They've always kind of either glanced or looked at me funny, and that can definitely do some damage to your self-esteem, man. It can definitely change the way that you see yourself. And one day I was just hanging out with some friends and listening to music, and I start walking, and they're like, "Dude, you got a pimp walk." And I'm like, "Whoa, hold up, what do you mean?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, you got a pimp walk." And so they put the music up higher. I started walking, and it was at that moment, friends, that I realized I had the coolest pimp walk in the entire town. And ever since that day, people ask me why I walk the way that I do, and I give them tr the traditional answer, but then I finish it off by saying, "Yeah, I got the coolest pimp walk in town." They're like, "Oh snap, this guy has some amazing self-confidence. I need that confidence." So if I can help you see some kind of negative in your life as a positive, I've done my job. Maybe you don't have some kind of physical disability, or you don't have, any kind of mental health issues or anything like that whatsoever, but you might have some kind of insecurity. What's holding you back? Is it, what people are gonna think about you? Is it your self-image? Is it your body image? Maybe it's your smile. Maybe you're like, "Man, like, I don't have that Colgate smile like the person beside me does." Or maybe you've been single for a long time and you're like, you start having these thoughts like, "Man, am I gonna be single for the rest of my life? Is anyone going to love and adopt this amazing piece of flesh that apparently only I see, but no one else sees?" Well, someone's gonna see it in you, but wow, that just kind of sounded a little bit like narcissist. But let's not go there. Let's hold back on that. Let's come to that some other time, shall we? Yeah, man. I think life is like this. Life is like a deck of cards. And you're playing blackjack, and you flip over your cards, and you just got the worst hand ever, man. Or you might have not the worst hand, depending on your circumstances and depending on how you've grown up and learned how to experience the world and what this world kind of means to you. It's all different. Each person has a different hand. Whether you want to look at that as a unfair way, or you can either look at it in a way that's like, "Man, yeah, I don't have the best hand, but best believe, I'm gonna learn how to play the heck out of the hand that I got." And that, my friend, is the first step to living the most amazing life you could ever live. Is taking your circumstances, taking your opportunities, and taking your struggles, and taking your insecurities, and saying, "Man, that's a part of my hand. That's a part of my hand. That's a part of the cards that I have." Or if you're me, you're like, "Dude, that's a part of my hand. Don't worry, it's the good hand, not the bad hand. You get it? 'Cause one hand." Anyways, let's yoga. Hold yourself back, man. You know what? I've been holding myself back for a real long time. So whenever I get the chance to crack a joke here and there, you can definitely expect it for sure. So yeah, I'm all about taking what's meant to bring you down and use it for your advantage. use it to, if not for your advantage, help use it for other people's advantage. Because you never know what someone else is going through. You never know their struggles. You never know what they think about at night. What if it's like, man, I am dealing with anxiety, or I'm dealing with depression, and I am just covering it up. And next thing you know, you find out that someone close to you or someone near you is dealing with it as well. And I always tell my friends this, so I'll tell you this as well. And I think that this is kind of a good way to, start bringing whatever I'm saying to a close, is the three most powerful words that you can say as a human being are, "I love you." But the two most powerful words that you could ever say as a human being are, "Me too." Me too. Hey, you're having a tough time today. You're not having the best day. Me too, man. You're feeling kind of depressed, kind of let down. You feel lost and confused, and you're trying to figure out what your purpose on this earth even is. Me too. Dude, have you seen the new Star Wars movie that just came out? Me too. Isn't it freaking great? Heck yeah, it's great. Dude. You woke up this morning? Yeah. Me too. And you just kind of go from there, man. I think if we can try to find out how many things we have in common instead of having so many things that we don't have in common, we actually add something to this world instead of trying to figure out our differences. So, with that, my friends, I leave you till next time, and go kick some ass. And if you want to follow me on social media, go ahead and give me a follow too. My at name is going to be Diogo.yolo, DiogoNotyolo. Diogo, not YOLO. And it's your boy, it's your man, it's your guy with the pimp walk. And I'm out. Peace.